dip it low, dip it low. Dip it low, dip it low.
We don't want everybody to the dance floor.
Hey. Dip it low, dip it low.
We want you to dip it low.
You ready to dance?
Y'all ready to dip it low?
Come on. Dip it low, dip it low.
Meet me on the dance floor. I'm ready to see. If you got a quiver, he'll throw it in a circle for me. For me. I love the way. The way. Your body moves. Body moves. Like rubber cookie. I'm all up in your groove. In your groove. Take it to the back. Bring it to the front. Dip it in the middle. Cause you know what I want. Take it to the back. Bring it to the front. Dip it in the middle. Cause you know what I want.
You looking good. And I'm feeling fine. Feeling fine.
I can't get your body.
Sal Davis and Gina Jones.
There's a party song, so hit me with that thing. Take it to the back.
Dip it low, dip it low.
Dip it low.
Dip it low.
Dip it low.
Dip it low, dip it low.
Gina Jones, tell them how to do it.
Take it to the back. The back. Bring it to the front. The front. Dip it in the middle. Middle. You know what I want. Ooh, yeah. Take it to the back. The back. Bring it to the front. The front. Dip it in the middle. Now you know what I want.
That's real.
Take it to the back.
Coming up, cultural excellence on the bus. Got a special guest here tonight.
No matter where you
goes
go,
by the name of Serenade. He'll be joining us shortly.
If you ready,
kick back,
ready.
Grab a glass.
So let's rock steady. Let's go.
She don't play about a time. Better not waste it.
Better not waste it.
Oh, you a lucky, lucky man. And she let you taste it.
Oh, yeah.
She like them country boys from Alabama. Who witness so happens I live in Alabama. Yeah, yeah. I told her I put my boots on one at a time.
Country boys,
we them country boys,
we them country boys,
she like them
Sal Davis, Taiwan, and Gina Jones. Oh, she likes those country boys. Hey, welcome everyone. This is The Buzz, Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting found anywhere around the world. I am WB. I'm flying solo tonight. My man, the Waymaker, he's out on assignment. So got a special guest here. He goes by the stage name of Serenade. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, man? How you doing? Just very blessed and humble, man.
And you hanging out in Texas, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Texas.
What part?
You're an R&B artist.
Yes, yes, yes. So what part of Texas are you at?
I'm in Oak Cliff.
Oak Cliff, Dallas, Texas. Oh, well, boy. I don't know too much about that, but this is what we're going to do. I'm going to start off with a song or two of yours. Then we're going to come back and get to know a little bit more about you. How about that?
I appreciate it, man.
Let's see what's going on here. Oh, boy, that doesn't sound about right. Oh, that's right. Real tight. Wanna ride.
I'll pick you up at about 5:30. Take you to my house. We can get dirty. You ain't got no shame in my game. Get you on the bed.
Come on.
Hurry up, take it off, so I can come inside. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're back, and this is Cultural Excellence. You're hanging out with me, WB, here on a beautiful Wednesday. And I've got a special guest in studio tonight, and that is Mr. Serenade. I'm going to call him Mr. Serenade. Hey, Serenade. Hey, partner. Got a question for you. Like those, that last track, is there a vocal track that goes with that, or it's just all instrumental?
Oh, it was just an instrumental. It's an instrumental.
Right.
I think that's the one, I think she put the wrong one on there. It was just an instrumental, but it's supposed to have my vocals on there. It was an instrumental.
Okay. All right. Very good. It's called That Dude. Now, this first one, the first one I played was called Real Tight.
Yeah, R-E-E-L
Tight. Hey, guys, Do You Want to Ride? Check it out. And you can find it in SoundCloud, I believe, right now. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, SoundCloud right now. All you got to do is pull up Tracy Serenade and it'll pop up.
Tracy Serenade. Go to SoundCloud and you can listen to his music. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. Hey, so tell me something, Trace. I'm going to call you Trey right now. Hey, Trey, tell me, how long you have you been doing this? How long have you been doing this?
I've been singing, man, since I was like 11 years old. You know, my mom, I just watched her, man, and seen what she can do, and it just came to me, man. So I like, you know, what really just made me really get into it when I had got, went to college, and, I lost all my clothes, man, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna make it when I get down there, cause I was down to like one pair of pants and one shirt. And, somehow I just started singing, man, and out of nowhere, my mama, when she didn't really know I can really get down like that, until I just really sung to her on the phone when I was in Florida. And when I sung to her, it blew her mind.
Boom.
And she didn't even know I really had it in me when I sung to her. And it's just like, she was like, you know, you got that from my genes. And, how I knew it was a gift from God. When I had sung in a talent show, somebody, told me to get in this talent show, and they was winning like $6,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, I don't got nothing to lose. I'm way down here. And, me and my cousin got to survive down here, man, because we were down to one pair of pins. So I was like, you know, I got to take this chance. So I just went, basically, man, just humbled my heart, prayed about the situation, and I just walked by faith, and I did what I need to do. And, I won it.
You won.
I got first place. Yeah, so that's when I was like, I finna take it far.
Hey, I don't blame you. If that wasn't a wake up call right now, I don't see anything else that would. Now tell me, now you say your mom's a singer.
Yeah, she's a singer too.
Does she record, or she just sings in church?
Well, she was singing in church, and she did a solo album with this group. So it was a gospel album.
Uh-huh.
And she did a CD and a tape.
Okay.
So that was the first album she did. And you know what I'm saying? And I guess by me just, she inspired me a lot because she's a great supportive woman, man. I really thank God for the mom that I have, because I wouldn't be the man that I am right now. But I'm just grateful that, you know, I just picked these trades up from her. And she didn't teach me nothing else, man. She just told me to just keep God first and just stay humble.
Stay humble. Keep doing what you do. Now, I would love to hear your mom's music, because we have a gospel program each and every Sunday where I play a lot of really good gospel music. So we're going to talk off air. I need to know more about that and how I can obtain that. Now, is it on Spotify that you know of?
I guess she got to find the tape and the CD. She misplaced it, but I'm going to have her to find it. Cause, I think that was like the first album she did, man.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'm going to try to, reach out to my mom and try to get her to find it. Cause it sounds real good, man. I think you want to hear it, but that's where I get my inspiration from, man.
Absolutely. And you know, because I ask questions like that too often when we have conversations with our guests. Let's see, speaking of, our listeners here, I see my sister's tuned in, Emma Brown, and I see Twin City, hey, nice flow. Okay, Harrison Hollenquist. Harrison was on this broadcast as well. Great music there. Tenora Smith. Hey, Tenora, we spoke earlier. Howard Harris, he's a faithful listener, and also he's the manager for the Lady Songbird, Lady Jinda. Man, Jinda Harris, do you know Jinda? Or do you know of Jinda?
No, sir.
Look. I tell you what, we always honor our guests who graced this platform previously. So I'm gonna play something of hers in a little bit, but I want to get to know a little bit about a little bit more about you. And tell me, so you really you started singing when you were 11, but you really came out when you were in college.
Yeah, when I was in college.
So did you sing in the choirs in college or anything like that, or did you sing in the church as well?
Yeah, I sung in church. I started in church, then I did some. I sung in a lot of talent shows in my school. And that's how I really just got, you know, just winning everything, just getting in talent shows, going to certain clubs, and I just started getting my name out there, man. And once I started getting the word out and just singing to people, like, you know, I used to have one of them partners, man, they be in love with their girlfriend, they'll put me on the phone, want me to sing a verse for them, man. So, you know how it goes. So, I just had to do it. So, put me on the spot.
Hey, look. Hey, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I don't blame them either, man. What works, works. And you got to keep the thing up. So, now you said your mom was an inspiration. Now, do you have anyone else in your family that sing?
Yeah, my uncle, he sang too. His name's Steve Dury, man. He sang too. He like type prayer. He can sing anything. So it's like I just pick all them trays up from people in my family, man. My uncle and my mom, you know.
Oh, that's real cool,
they
man.
They can sing, so that's where I got it from.
Okay. Now your uncle, does he record as well?
He's a coach now. He ain't really into that. He a track coach, so. And he a teacher, so he just sing, man. But he more into training people to go to the Olympics. That's what he doing now.
Oh, I understand. I might need to talk to him also. We have a sports show on his network. See, we on now. I sent you the information on your phone. Also, I'm gonna send you the links through your website, so how your friends can come and listen, because this broadcast will be up in 24 hours on the website. It'll be on the website. So in case you have friends and fans, and those of you out there in the audience, if you have friends and you want to share this with them, share with a friend, or you just want to hear it again yourself, now you can go to studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz. Having a really good time. I'm talking to a Serenade, and he's down in some part of Texas that I never heard of before. Man, where do you guys come with all those?
Dallas, Texas.
You in Dallas?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, you in Dallas. Oh, I have heard of Dallas before. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But there's some parts of Texas I've never heard of before. I've been to Dallas. Matter of fact, I've been to Dallas, been to Houston. I've been to, what the Spurs, where do they play? They play in
San Antonio.
San Antonio. I've been in San Antonio. My brother was stationed in the Air Force out there. So I know Texas pretty well, but you have some cities there I've never heard of, so, but that's all right too. Hey, welcome everybody. Kick back and grab a glass. Hope you're enjoying this. I'm having a really good time with, I call him Mr. Serenade, or you can call him Trey, but mainly check out his music. And right now, and we're going to talk to, and I have someone maybe to help you out, figure out how to get it on Spotify as well. Okay. So we'll talk pretty soon. Hey, Twin City, who is Twin? Is that a friend of yours?
Twin City. I probably got to see, man. I know I got so many partners and friends. Man.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that's really great, man. But, hey, Twin, hey, go in and share this thing with all of your friends. Tenora, I know you will. My sister, Elma, she's always there. Harrison, Harlan Quest. And let's see. Howard Harris. Howard, you still there? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a little break, and I hope you don't mind if you can hang with me for a few minutes, because I'm going to get back to your music. But I really, like I said, I like to honor people who have graced our network, and Howard and Jinder, and they, what I really love about them, not only is she has one of those voices, but they also support, they listen at other times, they listen to other artists, and we really appreciate that support. And when you have an artist that would take time out of their day and just listen to you, you know, that means a lot. That really means a lot. I've got this one right here. Let's see. Hold on. Let's do this. This is, let's see. It better. Man. Lady Songbird, Jinder. Why me? I want you to check out this voice, Serenade. Check out this voice.
Yes, I saw your call the other night.
Oh dear.
You and I know, baby, things just ain't right.
What you talking about?
Now you know.
All right, hey, we're back. That was the Songbird Lady Agenda, And we're back. We're hanging out with Serenade right here on Wednesday night, And this is Cultural Excellence, in music, art, and entertainment. And we left off, we're just talking to this young man about how he got started, where he got started. And what I find fascinating is the fact that you were down to your last year in a foreign place, and you went out and won a singing contest. I mean, that is absolutely crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So you start. So how many years have you been in the business now?
Well, in the music game, man, I've been in there for a while, man. About six, seven years. It's been a minute, man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Been a minute. About six, 7 years.
I understand that. Now, besides your mother and your uncle, who else inspired you?
Just them two, man, and other artists that I seen that like, you know what I'm saying, this app right now, famous artist this app, you know what I'm saying? Cause I got my own famous singer that I like more than everything, man. He just one of the greatest R&B artists to me, you know what I'm saying? So.
And who is that?
You know, Avant, man, and, you know, artists like Avant and, R. Kelly, man, you know, they like one of the greatest songwriters and one of the greatest, you know, in the game right now. You know what I'm saying? So by me hearing their music, it just made my writing skills get better.
Uh-huh.
It made me really just start getting into it. And then not only that, you know, most of the songs that I write is a testimony on my life, what I done been through. So I just try to, you know, I can help people that been in their marriages or relationships, or if they going through any situation, I just want to help them by, you know, singing my songs.
Through your music, you're telling a story there. You're telling a story. Yes, yeah, I can certainly appreciate that. Because I was going to ask as well, do you, you write all of your songs, all of the songs you sent me, did you write those?
Yeah, I wrote all of them, man.
That's talent, brother.
Yeah, all of them.
That is great. Now, what about the musical background? Do you play any instruments?
Nah, I got, my own producer's name is Big Black. He from Memphis, Tennessee. He produced all my music.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, your song matches it, and I can certainly appreciate that. So what we're going to do, I'm going to skip over this next song, not yours, but this other song I had queued. Let's get directly to yours. I want to hear more. Okay. You know what song like?
So beautiful.
Come here for a minute.
until you switch it up from R&B to Southern Soul. Yo, yeah. Love it, brother.
Yeah. I'm trying, man. Just trying to get on out there, man.
All right. I got you, brother. And we're back. This is Cultural Excellence. All right. Now, this one, let's see, was mostly instrumental. There was supposed to be a sound, a vocal track to that as well, right? That was Absolute.
That's the one with my verse on there. Is it really like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the one that's playing the music and my vocals.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, what we're going to do, because I'm going to have you back because some of your songs didn't upload, but I have more that we're going to play. We'll get to that. But I have a question to ask you. What is your most exhilarating, exciting moment that you've had performing?
The one that I did, I had performed last week. It was at a club, man. I think that was one of my exciting moments right there. And what I liked about that, I had more so people support me, and my name is starting to get on out there, man. And this is the first time I can really say I had more black people really support me, man. And it was different race was supporting me, like white people, just all type of people. They was supporting me, man, on just stuff that I wrote and stuff that I work hard for. I think that was my most exciting moment.
Right. I see Sunshine, the singer. Hey, Sunshine, she said she liked that song, something about Back to Streets also. So, Sunshine, what I'm going to do, I'm putting in the comments section. I need you to send me those MP3s. Now, we may not be able to do it tonight. I need to sample it. Sunshine, the singer, send me the music, okay? I'll type it in the comments section. And any of you guys who got great music out there, send it to me, okay? All right. Or you can jot this down right now. Sunshine, the singer, that's William at Studio W Buzz.com. William at Studio W Buzz.com. Also, hey, share the app with you also, with your friends. We have two apps. We have an Apple app. You go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W. studio.w, studio.w. Android is Studio W. We're available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and also, importantly, jot this down, the website is studio.w.buzz, studio.w.buzz, studio.w.buzz. That's the website, because you can go to archive shows in about 24 hours, and you can hear this again. You can hear this famous, this fabulous singer here and do his thing right here on the buzz. And so you said the most exhilarating and exciting one was this performance you did last week. What is the, I would say, funniest and most fun show that you've done?
Most fun show that I done when I was in Miami, Florida. That was the most fun show that I done right there, because it was just what made it so funny, man, because when I was singing the song, some women had brought their kids there, and their kids got on the stage singing my song, man. That was funny, but that helped me out a lot, because it just, for them to just look up to me and they like my music and singing it word by word, that was great, man. That was a good moment for me right there. Yeah.
You know, I tell you what, I'm going to play one more of your songs. We're going to come back. I'm going to ask you some more questions. And we're just having a conversation. I'm hanging out with Serenade. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like his music, you can find it in SoundCloud. And that is under, Serenade?
Tracy Serenade.
You can find it in SoundCloud. And we're going to find a way to get you on Spotify. And also I'm going to have your music in my rotation, which is called the Platinum Mix. So that means that, it's not scheduled, but it'll go into the rotation, and throughout the day, you might be able to hear your song. So tune in, stay tuned. And what I like to do also is that if you've had an appearance on this network, and then I'll go back every now and then, or each show, let me know that you're listening, and I'll play your music there on the spot sometime. Okay, just depends on what it is. Let's see what this is right here. Good morning.
Morning. Damn. All right. It feels good to lay next to you, cuddling my sleeping beauty. I can't wait for you to go on and get up and dreaming about your touch all night. And nothing better just to kiss you and touch you and taste you. 7 in the morning.
Oh, it's so early
for the way to start your day.
I
bueno conmigo. Quiero tanto, nunca me dejes. ¿Qué significas tú para mí? Te amo. Ay, te amo, papi.
Back here with the serenade, Mr. Serenade. All right, we call him Trey. Hey, come, hey Trey. I lost your camera there, but then I have a question to ask you about the background. Who does your background for you?
Yeah, appreciate that, man.
Yeah, yeah. Who does your background?
My homeboy, Corey T. Code and Big Black.
Okay, all right. And I thought I heard a female in the background also on that.
Yeah, yeah. Her name is Chocolate. She one of the girls be going in the studio with her. She like a sister to me, man. So
right. Now, do they travel with you also?
Now, sometime when I go to the studio, when I go to Memphis, Tennessee, or Atlanta, Georgia, they we'll link up, we'll meet up somewhere, and then we'll just get the recording from there. So, but like the songs, I write the song, write their hooks for them because I've been singing with them so long. So we mainly just meet up and we just had a chemistry, man. We've been singing with each other for a hot minute. So I'm thankful to just connect with them.
Okay. I absolutely love that. I love that. I have some more for you. But now, what are some of your most challenging, because this industry can be challenging. What are some of your most challenging moments in doing what you do?
Challenging moments?
Challenging, yes.
Mainly, man, it's just seeing a lot of talent, man, and just trying to, you know, just motivate my writing skills, man, because, you know, everybody write different, but when I see somebody with a different style, I just try to come up with something that nobody don't got. I think mm-hmm. that's my challenge right there.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just see them and push myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you found that over the net, recently that you've gotten more gigs, people paying more attention to you? And how do you get your name out there?
How do I get my name out there?
Yes.
Basically, man, I tell any artist, man, from my experience is, you got to hit a lot of clubs. You got to perform. You got to reach out to a lot of DJs, man. So, and it's like connections, you know, you got to, get out there and connect with people. You know what I'm saying? Cause I see a lot of people, they sit on their music, but they don't connect with people. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So my thing is I just, connect with people. And then most important, what really just really pushed me and get me out there too, man. I just, like my lady friend, she connect me with people and, other people know that, I know they connect me with a lot of people by letting them hear my music. I just, give them some of my CDs free or I sing something to somebody and the word just got out there now.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you've just made another connection, my friend. And we, our idea is to connect with, an audience, local, nationwide, and also a global audience. So there are a lot of people out here that are hearing you right now. And I'm so happy that you chose this platform to come on and share your talent with us, you see. So, again, you can find this gentleman right here on in SoundCloud. Go in there and type in Tracy Serenade. Is that correct? Tracy Serenade, yes, right there. We were able to pull up some things. As a matter of fact, I was able to pull up some things on SoundCloud as well. But I have another one for you right now. Oh, boy. Break Me Off?
Yeah, Break Me Off. Break Me Off.
Let's see what we got Benavision. Here.
I love your work. I love the way y'all sound. I love y'all.
All right.
But my staff is having a little problem. They're a little leery. So, you need to impress my staff. Impress my staff.
Don't hold back, baby. I want you to give me all your love. Cause tonight, it's on. It's on.
You come around me, shaking your thing around.
Oh, boy.
But you can't keep turning me on like, girl, I just can't hold it down. Girl, lay your body right here next to mine. You can ride like a pony on a merry-go-round.
Break It Off. Break Me Off. Hey, you know, Twin City, what she said here. Twin City said, break me off. Break me off a little bit. Lose control. Absolutely. 007. Real nice voice. Absolutely. Tell us, what happened that inspired you to write that particular song?